Okay, everybody, welcome back to this podcast is brought to you by, I'm your host, Matthew Brian Cohen, and with me, as always, is my co-host in equal stature to the host, which is me, and that is Ryan Haney. Hello.
A very equal hello, Matthew.
Yes, we are on the same plane. Just because I am a host and you are my co-host does not grant me any powers over you. I have no authority. No. You are autonomous, and you can make your own decisions regarding the show.
That's right. I could say, you know, the same thing to you, that I'm the host. You know, I'm a host, you're my co-host, but I'm legally, my contract doesn't let me. So, but I do know, yes, that we are, you know, it's a very flat organization over here. We're mano a mano, eye to eye, you know. Lots of Indians, no chiefs over here.
Yes. Is that still a PC saying to say? Can we still say that?
You know what, Matt? Probably not.
Yeah. Maybe we can say it's lots of colonial settlers on indigenous land and no Native Americans to rightfully rule the land that we stole from them.
That works for me.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. And regarding your contract, which you were talking about, any word on whether or not you're going to re-sign? I know it's up in the coming months. I know negotiations have been, you know, it's like a little bit of a back and forth. But do you have any scoops for the audience?
You know, I really leave that up to my guys. I got a lot of cool opportunities.
Who are you with? You at CAA?
No. You know, I'm a William Morris guy.
Right. Very classy. I think that's the classy of the big four. That's the classy. That's the classy one.
Oh yeah. That's the Four Seasons of agencies.
Yes.
Yeah. They're, you know, they got a lot of opportunities for me. So we're just, you know, they're just doing their due diligence. Mm-hmm. You know, just trying to see where they can angle me. I don't want to say exactly, but I could very soon become the face of a well-known mustard brand.
Wow, that's very exciting.
So we're just trying to make sure that all these pieces kind of fit together in that way.
Or, you know,
just trying to make it make sense.
Yes, or, you know, you could be the hottest free agent in the podcasting market.
You know, I love doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. The fans are incredible.
Oh, wonderful.
And, you know, I if it were up to me, I'd stay here and do this podcast for the rest of my career.
But you might have to take your talents to South Beach.
I might have to take my talents to the South Beach podcast. It's where they they break down different meals that you can cook on the South Beach diet. Mm-hmm. All very low carb, low sugar. You know, it's a really, really fun gang. They got a lot of celebrity guests coming through talking about their favorite South Beach meals.
Kirby Puckett. Kirby Puckett was on.
Kirby Puckett was, yeah, that was a good one. That was, I feel like they did that one just to kind of, you know, kind of buzz me a little bit. You know what I mean? Just to kind of,
they're trying get my to attention. Wine and dine you. It's like, hey, we got Kirby Puckett.
And they are pushing the right buttons.
For sure. He's still alive, right?
I think so. Or they, you know, an incredible deep fake, the South Beach Diet podcast.
You know, I'm getting word right now from our producer that Kirby Puckett, in fact, died in 2006.
Wow. I consider myself a big Kirby Puckett fan.
So that was an incredible deep fake.
Yeah. Wow. Boy, I got really, that's a real look in the mirror for me. Say that one of my, you know, my all-time heroes died 13 years ago and I didn't realize.
Yeah. And I mean, you shared a lot of personal information with this deep fake Kirby Puckett on the South Beach podcast.
That makes me feel uneasy now.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know. Did they feel like they were like, we can get Kirby Puckett, you know, to entice Ryan to maybe join the team over here at the South Beach podcast? And they were like, oh, wait, Kirby Puckett's been dead for like 13 years. And it's like, maybe we just get a real life deep fake.
Yeah.
And then it's
they checked my Twitter feed, my Instagram feed, and probably became very clear that I don't know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you're always talking about like, oh man, like gonna go to the mall today. Might run into Kirby Puckett. Who knows?
Yeah, a lot of my social media presence is my deep desire to have a random encounter with Kirby Puckett.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put it out there. You know, it's the yeah. wish, right? That's what it's called, the wish.
It's called the wish.
Yes.
And you know, it's this idea that your prayers count more if you tweet them.
Mm-hmm.
At least, because then God can go back and look at them later.
Yeah, and I guess God looked at them, and you know, in some sort of perverse way, He fulfilled your wish. Because yeah, you did true. Meet.
God is a bit of a trickster. God is kind of like
Loki.
He's a lot more like the you know
Loki,
the monkey's fist than you think. Yeah, total Loki.
Loki.
Total Loki.
Loco. You know? Loco.
God is a loco Loki. God is Loki loco. Am I right?
I think you're right. I think, I think you put that on a t-shirt. I think you're selling a million shirts. The
These
fabled
days,
gold record of t-shirt sales.
1 million.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all Do they send you a record if you sell a million?
I think they send t-shirts? You a gold record if you sell a million t-shirts.
Oh. But if you sell a million records, they send you a that's a platinum album.
Yes. They send
gotcha.
You a
okay.
platinum album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I got to go for that gold record.
Yeah.
What they just send you anyone's gold record, or is it somehow related to your t-shirt?
I believe they find the record that like best suits you. You know what I mean? So it's like maybe you'll get like Michael Jackson's Off the Wall. And it's like, oh, do they think I'm a little, you know, loco? Am I a little low-key loco? Or maybe, you know, they send you they'll send you like Led Zeppelin 4. And it's like, what are they trying to say here? I'm like the fourth best. What is it like? And it's like, I don't know.
What the fuck are they? Yeah.
Yeah. They're nuts, man. They're
talking about Loki locos.
Yes.
The people that whatever the, you know, whoever the hell decides that.
The gold t-shirt record people. You know, I don't know. They remain mysterious and probably for good reason because they'd have too many people calling them up trying to figure out. You know, what did this gold record mean? But man was not meant to know.
It's very, it makes you think.
It does.
Maybe we gotta, you know. I know they say not to worship a golden calf, but do they say specifically a golden calf or was that a metaphor?
I think it was a metaphor for society.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, don't put too much hope in society, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bleak. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool because, like, you guys can make kind of, you know, fix up whatever you want. But at the end of the day, it's all about your boy.
It's all about your boy. Now, I feel like if, you know, let's just be honest, church attendance is at an all-time low.
Yeah, I mean, just check the ticket sales.
Just check the box office, you know? You got everybody's going to go see Joker. Nobody's going to go see Sunday Mass.
Yeah. That's what's so sick, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, if you had It's All About Your Boy as, like, the slogan for the church... I'm talking, of course, about the one and only, the Catholic Church. Undisputed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Undeniable. Tops.
I mean, there's a reason. Well, you know, if people are shooting at you, you're doing something right.
Yes. Absolutely. But, if, you know, Vatican rebrands. It's all about your boy. If the Pope came out and was just like, forget all this society crap. It's all about your boy, God. And it's like, that's what, if you want to recapture, I mean, constantly you hear in religion, they're talking about like, how do we get the foreign markets? You know, like, how do we, you know, make religion palatable to China? And it's like, it's all about your boy. big explosion. You get Dwayne Johnson just comes out.
Oh, huge.
And he's just like,
yeah,
it's all about your boy. The Chinese will go crazy for that. You'll be packing Chinese people into Catholic churches in no time.
It's puzzled people forever, but you know, how to get Chinese people, you know, into Catholicism.
Yeah, I mean, it's
break into that huge market.
The greatest riddle of all time. You know, before that, you know, it was how do we put a man on the moon?
Solved it.
Before that, you know, how do we circumnavigate the globe?
Solved it.
But the one that has stumped scientists and philosophers and artists alike for centuries, how do we put Chinese people in the Catholic churches?
I guess the answer all along has been hella drippy streetwear.
And now we finally have the technology to make that hella drippy streetwear.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Before, yeah. We just couldn't produce it drippy enough. But
no.
Now I feel it's finally at a point where it'll
too solid. Have an impact. You know, too congealed.
Oh, way too solid. Yeah. Way too solid.
But
nowhere
now
near
it's,
enough drip.
It's drippy as hell.
Oh, my God.
Drip drop.
You have to open it over a tub.
When you unpack these t-shirts, you got to open it up over a tub because it's just like a bunch of liquid just comes gushing out like a gallon.
Yeah.
It's like you know, rip
yeah, it's
open
like packed.
Package.
Yeah, it's every, well, that's our guarantee. Every shirt's packed in a gallon of liquid.
Keep it drippy as hell.
Keep it drippy as hell. That's what it said. We scrawl that on the box. Keep it drippy as hell, bitch.
Wow. I like that.
And that's instructions for the postal service, you know.
Yeah.
Some people say fragile. Some people say this side up. We say keep it drippy as hell, bitch.
Well, I think that's great. But, Ryan, we've got a big show today that we spent.
That's true.
You know.
It's really true, Matt.
10-ish minutes before we got to it. So I hope we have time to fit it in. Ryan, tell us what we're talking about today.
Today, of course, we're talking about the humble camel. He used to be the SUV of the desert, and now he's been reduced to...
he's the Ford Fiesta.
The Ford Fiesta of the desert. We're going to talk about a group of people who are trying to bring camels back as the cool way to get across sand, and what they're doing to get more people on the hump.
Yeah, it's really exciting. But of course, we have to read some ad copy first.
Time to pay the piper.
The piper must be paid, and paid he or she shall be paid, that is, with this word from our sponsor. So let's get right into it. This podcast is brought to you by Best Buy. There are a lot of ways to make your home work smarter. Wait.
Okay.
So hold on.
Wait.
Make your homework smarter. Like homework? Like school homework? Because.
Oh.
Here's how this is written out right now. There are a lot of ways to make your homework smarter. And homework is two words. But when when I say homework, I think like we're trying to improve our homework. Like, because how is my home? My home can't work smart. My home is a physical place made of wood and brick.
You know, maybe, I mean, there's ways that, you know, you could make that, you know, your house is heating and cooling itself.
Well, it's not alive, Ryan. It has no thoughts.
I think every home has a kind of spirit.
Don't tell me you believe in the soul of objects. I believe that's like a Japanese mythology thing where every object has like a living soul inside of it, and objects that are neglected eventually turn into demons. Don't tell me you subscribe to that mumbo jumbo.
Well, you know, I have spent some time in Japan, and you know that, you know, it's a nice, you know, kind of meditation on consumerism and you know, purposefulness.
You're right.
I'm fine.
I feel like I touched a nerve here. I mean, like I feel like you're flying back and forth between Japan every other day.
Well, I have some standing appointments in Kyoto that I'm trying to attend to.
Is this related to your contract? Who are you talking to in Kyoto?
There's Calbee Chips. Calbee is a big potato chip brand over there, and you know they're interested in starting their own podcast that would, you know, The Wonderful World of Calbee, where we'd dive into, you know, all of their over 275 flavors.
Okay, so you'd be selling out. That's what that is. That sounds
it's
to
not
me.
Selling. There's a lot of really good, interesting content there, Matt. It's not selling out. You know, they've been, you know, they have different kinds. It's not just potato chips. They also have, you know, they shape them like French fries or, you know, sometimes they're kind of waffle patterned and they have, you know, they make hot fries and, you know, they're really, a really fun way to spend time with friends and family. You know, if you want to have a good time, you know, grab a bag of Calbee.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. They're flying you back and forth. What, they've done this 5 times now, 6 times, 7 times? How many times are you going back and forth?
What's today?
Today is Friday.
Okay, so then.
Or do you mean the date?
I mean Friday.
Okay.
I guess it's been like five or 12 times.
Okay, yeah, somewhere between 5 and 12 times. Here's what I'm going to say. If they were going to fuck you, they were going to fuck you already.
Matt.
I'm sorry for being crass, but I'm just saying that Calbee people are jerking you around. And I mean,
they are not.
Who's paying for these flights, Ryan?
Well, I am.
Okay.
That's only, they've promised, you know, they've shown, as soon as I, you know, as soon as everything's settled, they're going to, you know, they showed me their private Spud jet. It's beautiful. And they say that, you know, once it's all laid out that I'm going to be flying that, you know,
all right.
And no lines, no TSA, right onto the tarmac, right on the Spud jet.
And how long are these meetings that you've had to meet with them like 12 times?
Well, we chat and then we do a couple test podcasts and then, you know, we chat a little bit more and then I go home.
So you do. So you've met with them like 12 times. And each time you've recorded like 2 episodes of a podcast.
Yeah, we're trying to hammer it out.
It feels like to me that they have just used you and they're not paying you. They've just duped you into recording their Calbee podcast.
That is so cynical, Matt. That is not true. Calbee is a family brand. If you want fun times with friends and family, grab a bag of Calbee.
Okay, well, you're flying yourself to their studios. Why couldn't you do this remotely if they just wanted a test?
But because they, you know, they think it's important that I, you know, I meet with their people and they're creative, and they think it's important that I put on the potato costume to take pictures for each episode, and you know that we do a quick commercial, we do a quick Calbee commercial. Just as kind of like a screen test.
Test for what? What?
Well, they run, we do a quick commercial screen, you know, and then they run that ad to see how people respond to
it. So they run it on television in Japan.
Right. Yeah. That's the best way to test it, see if it works.
And how long are they running this for?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. They said about a year.
Yeah, about a year. And you've recorded how many commercials?
Well, I guess I do one. I do one before I record two, and then I guess I recorded 24.
Okay, so you ran a series. You're like practically the face of Calbee in Japan. You've done like 24 commercials that are running for like a year.
I would be honored to be the face of Calbee in Japan.
But you're not getting any dough from this, my man. You've been flim-flam, bamboozled.
I can't be flim-flammed when you see how crisp a Calbee chip is.
Ryan,
there's no flim-flam in that.
Listen to yourself. Your love of Calbee has blinded you, okay? You are being exploited.
By who?
By Calbee.
How so?
you have done 24 television commercials for them, for which people are paid upwards of, you know, I mean, if this is a long running commercial and you're like the guy in it, you should be making like millions of dollars. I feel like if this is a big brand that's airing on national television,
you just don't know how Japanese culture works, Matt. And it's so, and there's a real, a whole ritual to how they do business over there. And it's really embarrassing. You're really embarrassing yourself right now.
Well, here, let me ask you this. Can you legally do other chip commercials here in the U.S.? Because I know you've been auditioning a lot and you've booked a bunch of commercials.
Well, no, I mean, yes, I booked. I was on a real hot streak.
Yes.
Where I was getting in some great rooms, but I've informed them that as a show of good faith, I canceled them to show just to tell people how serious
I am. You have a Calbee conflict.
Well, yeah, the Calbee conflict is that I really want to be a part of the Calbee family, and that they said that legally I can't do anything else.
And have you signed any documents?
Matt, I've signed so many documents. That's how serious they are.
Ryan, listen to yourself. Listen. You've signed...
Matt, it would be insulting if I went over... They had a special pen. What, am I not going to sign the documents?
What is a special pen? What does that mean?
It was shaped like potato chip.
It was shaped like potato chip?
Yeah, shaped like a potato chip.
Oh my God, Ryan. Ryan. They're ripping you off. Man, they're taking advantage of your slave labor for Calbee.
The only thing that's getting ripped off here is the tops of delicious Calbee potato chip bags.
No, listen to yourself. You're talking
like
that.
Once you get your hands on it,
this isn't you.
You want to get in there fast.
This isn't you. This is not the Ryan I know. This is a weird Calbee version of you.
I thought you would be happy for me, Matt.
I would be happy, but I'm worried because you're not getting paid and you've got a family to support. And you've incurred, I don't know how much debt... thousands and thousands of plane tickets and who knows what else they made you put up the money for.
They didn't make me put up the money for anything.
Well, what else did you have to buy that they said they'd later reimburse you?
I needed to get around while I'm there.
Sure.
And they thought we went out we kind of went out drinking. And there's a big drinking culture in Japan.
Okay.
And we went out drinking afterwards, and we all kind of got this idea that it'd be funny if the Calbee guy drove a big potato car.
So who paid for the drinks first?
Well, I did as a show of thank you, thank my hosts, my very generous hosts.
For you and like how many other Calbee executives?
Well, it wasn't just Calbee. It was kind of like a company outing.
Okay. So we're talking, the whole company went out drinking?
Not the whole company. It was just the Kyoto branch where they're headquartered.
Okay. So what? That's like dozens of people?
Yeah. Dozens of hundreds of people.
Oh my God. So you paid a bar tab for hundreds of people? That must have been insane.
But everyone was very, very respectful. They kept it to just, everyone was mostly drinking. Everyone was just mostly drinking champagne. So it didn't make
high end champagne? What are we talking here?
Well, yeah, it's a celebration, Matt.
Oh my God, Ryan, we're talking. People are
taking me into
grand.
Their family.
That could be $100,000, easy.
I don't know. It was all in yen.
Okay, well, that's like millions and millions of yen. I don't know the conversion rate, but I know a yen is much less than a dollar.
Right. So I'm good.
No, you're bad. You're bad.
What if it was 14 million yen? Then what's that, like $14?
No. That's a ton of money. Hold on. I'll look that up. I'll look up this conversion rate because I'm really curious about this. But tell me about this potato car.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, they just thought it, they thought it'd be funny and you know, and really strong for the Calbee brand if the face of their commercials was seen driving around Japan in a potato car. So they said that they're not super, you know, liquid right now, which I should hope so to keep the chips nice and crispy. So I went ahead and bought a Toyota over there and I took it to kind of an aftermarket outfitter. And they said that it's not particularly safe, or easy to turn a car and make it look like a potato. But we had a really good laugh about it that night. So I really wanted to make it happen. So, yeah, that was like just 140 million yen, which I think is just like 14 cents.
Ryan. God,
the dollar is so strong, Matt. You don't realize.
So I think if I'm just looking at this right, this is tough because all these websites are in Japanese, so I can't really read it. But it looks like it's like a million yen is like $9,000.
Uh huh.
So I mean, this is like less.
So have you done the conversion yet?
Well, it's like 14 times 9,000. It's like you're dropping like 40 something grand on this. I don't know. I'm not a math guy, Ryan. I'm just, but I'm a finance guy, and I know that this is a lot of money that you don't have. So you got to really hope that this contract, you get a good deal, because I don't know if our podcast can pay for it. Hopefully, the South Beach podcast can.
I told the South Beach people that I wouldn't be available going forward. Just to, you know.
Oh, no, no, no.
It wasn't a good look to have the face of the Calbee person on the South Beach.
Oh, God.
So I returned my signing bonus.
What was your signing? Wait, what was your signing bonus?
It's like, I don't know, $8 or $12 million.
$12 million for a podcast?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Your contract with us is like nothing. You're not getting paid with us.
Well, I do this for love as long as I can until the Calbee stuff kicks off.
Oh my God. I mean, you're in the red with this Calbee stuff.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. You got to spend money to make money. My man, that's rule number one in business.
Oh my God, Ryan, we got to move along with this Best Buy copy, cuz we're not even commenting on the ad. I'm just in shock over your poor financial decisions.
Well, yeah, well, they, you know, a lot of people laughed when, you know, Bill Gates said that he was going to start making computers, but here we are.
Nobody laughed at him. It came from a rich family. He dropped out of Harvard. This guy had every chance in the world to succeed. He was a ruthless capitalist who squashed all competition. He's a maniac.
Yeah. Right. So, and look who's laughing now.
All right, we'll move on with this. Best Buy's unbiased blue shirts are there to help you navigate the world of smart home technology. That feels very like, when I hear blue shirts, do you feel like a totalitarian, kind of authoritarian? Like, I don't want to, like brown shirts. You know what I mean? That's what I think. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it does have a real SS kind of vibe.
Yeah. It's like, who are these Best Buy goons?
And then they send in the blue shirts.
Yeah. What are they going to do? They're going to, like, what? Diagnose? Like, oh, you got a virus on your computer? But it's like, what are they going to, like, put me in a camp? Like, that's what it feels like. It feels like I go to a Best Buy and I'm like, hey, my computer's been running slow. Windows has been slow. And they're like, well, send in the blue shirts. And they're like, you have a virus. You're infected.
You're quarantined.
Yeah, you got to go over here. And I'm like, what? But, my wife is in the car. And it's like, too bad. Too late.
Yeah,
you and your computer.
She's our wife now.
Yeah. And it's like, what? She's our wife? And it's like, yeah, she's ours now. And it's just like, I'm in a camp with other people who've got their like Dell laptops. And we're just like huddled around and we're like, what's going on? It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't, feel good about this. I don't feel good about what Best Buy's doing.
Also, unbiased is really a loaded word.
Oh, yeah. You know who else is unbiased? Fox News.
Yeah.
Fair exactly. And balanced. But we all know they're fascist pigs.
You know, the only time I've seen like truly unbiased is, you know, Calbee did a survey of, you know, five Japanese moms and they...
Hold on, stop right there. They did a survey of five Japanese moms. That was the extent of their reach. They just asked five moms.
Yeah, they asked five moms in Japan about their favorite after school snack, and all five of them said Calbee, which I thought was that was amazing.
That's not amazing. That's just like any five. You could look into that.
Oh yeah, but there's no luck when it comes to Calbee. They've been, you know, they've had a secret recipe for over 60 years.
What a stupid survey. Just how much money did they spend on this survey? Just talk to five people.
Well, they didn't spend any money on it. I mean, I was.
Did you pay for it?
It was easy.
How much did this survey cost you?
Well, in terms of money?
Yeah. And I guess emotional labor, man hours, what?
Well, there's a lot of really prestigious universities all over Japan. And so, you know, they're super, super, super thorough.
Can you name one?
Of course I can. The University of Southern Japan.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
So anyway, you know, they have TAs and they, you know, grad students, all these people who want to do this this survey. And we got some incredible results. But then we were out to drinks that one night. The guys thought it would be funny if, you know, because I had this big binder of their survey, and they thought it'd be funny if they you know, if I, the Calbee guy, ate the Calbee survey like potato chips. So it was really funny, actually. We took it to the factory and we deep fried it. And then everyone was kind of gathered around and we were all, you know, chanting, you know, Calbee, Calbee. And I ate the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got a couple questions. One.
Yeah.
First is... So you said it was like a big binder, right? With like lots of data. Mm-hmm. But you talked to five housewives and asked them one question. What your favorite snack is.
Well, right. So I did that. That was after afterwards because, you know, I guess the guys were pretty blackout because the next day they were like, where's that survey at? And I said, you guys remember when... You know, we fried it and I ate it and you know, we were all shouting Calbee, Calbee, Calbee. And they got really, they were really upset about it. And they said they didn't remember that.
So you took the fall for eating the survey?
So I said, yeah, so I kind of, you know, just because, you know, what are they going to do? Get rid of me, the Calbee guy?
But wait, you know, so it was like
ostensibly,
but it was a big survey. So presumably it wasn't initially like talking to five housewives. Like you actually talked to like thousands and thousands of Japanese people to be like,
yeah, but I mean,
what's your favorite
so many-
snack? Where do you live? How much money do you make? What's your level of education? How many people are in your family? Like taking like a census almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was basically, you know, a census level survey.
Okay.
That I was lucky enough to be able to fund. And they, I don't, you know, that's so much precious, really amazing information that I didn't want any of Calbee's many competitors to get their hands on because, you know, so I had the University of Western Japan,
You said Southern Japan.
I said, huh?
At first you said University of Southern Japan. Now you said the University of Western Japan.
Right, the University of Southwest Japan. And I just had them wipe the servers just to make
they
sure
they wiped their entire servers. So
yeah, I had to pay them even more for that just to cuz I didn't want any cuz you know there are the ghosts they call them in computer stuff, you know, ghost files.
Ghost of the machine.
Ghost of the machine, totally. Which I think that was a movie with Scarlett Johansson. I love that.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want anyone to kind of be snooping around, or because you never know.
Yeah. So that takes out the entire university's like email, data they have from other departments, I presume, like class schedules, professors' research, financial information.
They were 100% on board. They weren't all the way on board, but I was able to find some freelance workers who shall remain nameless, but were able to help me out for a rather princely sum, and make sure that, you know, that's all going to stay in the Calbee family.
So you hacked the University of Southwest Japan.
I can't say anything to that.
So you crippled their infrastructure and took them off the grid. And I presume that's still down to this day.
That if they can't get it back up and running, that's an internal issue. I don't know anything. I actually can't say anything about that.
Okay. So this was the first survey, and then so the second survey after they were mad at you, and I presume you're like, guys, I can make good on this, I can fix this. You were like, I'll just talk to five housewives real quick and just ask what your favorite snack is. And they said, good enough?
Yeah, they took it. Because I ran back in with, you know, five women that I kind of rounded up.
Well, hold on. You rounded them up?
Well, I was...
You just, like, pulled them off the street?
Well, yeah, I mean, they weren't going anywhere, you know, the way they were walking. You know, they didn't have anywhere to be.
Do you even speak Japanese?
Do I speak Japanese?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so you just took these women who presumably couldn't communicate with you. Well, actually, I don't know if they knew English or not.
A lot of them, thankfully, did not.
Okay. So you just took these poor, confused women who were just standing around minding their own business, and you just took them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you ask them what their favorite snack was if they didn't speak English?
I knew they, you can always tell the Calbee lover when you see him.
Okay, so you didn't even like really ask them. You just marked you. So why did you even need to take them like away?
Well, I had to prove, I mean, it was pretty devastating the way that I was, you know, embarrassed and spanked in the Calbee boardroom when they found out.
So like the CEO spanked you for eating the first survey, like potato chips?
Yeah, well, Matt, you don't. There's so many different nuances to how they do business over there.
That's just abuse.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You might think of that, you know. But I would say that's, you know, you're kind of letting your Western values and morals and sense of physical well-being get in the way.
On your bare bottom?
Well, yeah, it's a spanking, Matt. How else are you, you know,
make sure you feel it? I thought maybe you could have the dignity to have your underwear on.
No. That won't
out of the question.
That's actually more insulting to leave your underwear on, Matt. That just really shows your ignorance there.
And how do you know, just so you know, like, this is a cultural thing and not just them fucking with you?
Why would they want to be fucking with me, the guy who's about, you know, about to be the face of Calbee potato chips?
Because they can juice you for all you're worth. They've already gotten like tons of money out of you and tons of enjoyment, I think, even just like making you eat a bunch of paper and then spanking your bare bottom.
Right. I think at the end of the day, it all comes back to the potato chips, and they're just such a good product, Matt.
Okay. Well, then let's move on with this copy, because we really should get through it before we get to the camera.
I think that's for the best. And you're really lucky this is nowhere near the food space that I can, you know, even keep going.
Sure. Okay. They can take what you're looking for and help you make it into a reality. Wow. That is powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like what a genie does. Right? They can take what you're looking for and help you make it into a reality?
And these guys just, I mean, they're talking about a nest, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. This like is good. This Gestapo is good stuff that they're running over here. Like, this is just feels like a threat. Like, we can...
Do you want your family to be safe? Or we can make that a reality?
Yeah, we can make them not your family anymore. We can age you to be 100 years old and, you know, make your wife into a little baby. We could, like, put her face where her butt is. We could, like, make milk taste like garbage. Like, we can, like... have the oceans boil, and we could have the skies rain blood. Like, we can take what you're looking for and help make it into a reality. That's ominous, man.
Yeah, it's a little I hope they're just talking about like an Alexa, but
I don't know.
There's a vibe there that tells me that they're not. There's a real vibe there.
Yeah.
Almost too much of a manifesto here.
This does feel like a manifesto, right?
Too rousing. Too rousing of a call.
It doesn't read like any ad copy I've ever seen. This reads like, you know, a manifesto. There's a call to action, like a complete revolution. What they're saying is we've uncovered some sort of, you know, otherworldly power to manifest our reality into existence. Join us or die by the hands of our blue shirts.
And this is not to skip ahead, Matt, but I'm just, and usually you read the copy here, but there is this last line. You can talk to a blue shirt today in store on bestbuy.com or book a free in-home consultation, which is, I bet, what they'd love.
Oh yeah. To get into your home. Yeah,
I mean, that's really,
I bet they'd love that. This is like a threat to me. This is like, join us or be assimilated. Like, come to our stores or we will come to your home. Right?
I mean, this is usually, all the ads I ever read for Calbee were like, yum, yum, Calbee tastes so good. Makes me want to fly all the way to the moon. Try Calbee today. And that was it. You know, it was just, basically, we've got good potato chips. You know, it feels like driving in a big fast car. You could buy some and taste the Calbee feeling.
I'll be honest, I do not want to buy potato chips off of the pitch that eating them makes me feel like driving in a fast car.
It's a totally different. Fast cars have a totally different connotation.
Cultural thing, yeah. Because to me, I'm like, I don't know how that tastes. Like, is that supposed to be
there's
good?
A clear. There's sweet sat in Japan. There's sweet, sour, bitter,
and fast.
Yeah, fast and of course umami.
So in Japan, and this is also coming from you, someone who doesn't speak Japanese, self-admittedly,
right?
Yeah. Someone whose knowledge of Japanese culture is, I guess, like based off of what the Calbee people have told you?
Yes.
So they're saying in Japan, you might eat something and be like, oh, this tastes very fast. Or it's like, this is a little slow on my palate.
Right.
This feels like driving a slow car.
Yes. Yeah. You'll have fast or slow. And those are on different sides of your tongue, like gas and brake.
Okay, so it's like similar, like how they say salt is like on the tip of your tongue.
Right.
And so fast is on what?
And pepper's on the back, yeah.
It's salt. Yes, you're right. Salt's up front, pepper's on the back, and then is fast it like
on the right, and then.
Okay, so it's like an American car.
Yeah.
What are cars? Well, I don't know. What are cars like in Japan?
In Japan, the steering wheel is on the right.
Okay.
But the gas and brake are still on. The gas is still on the right. Brake is still on the left.
Okay. And I guess that's to correspond to your taste buds?
Yeah, actually, that's why we, of course, now, you know, as we think that, oh, car came first, but no, they built cars based off
the your mouth
of their tongue. Yeah,
just felt natural. Like before they even knew they could make cars, they were like, "Well, what does this taste? It tastes like going fast in some sort of metal cage."
Yeah, there's a simple kanji that kind of sums it all up, but you know, these things never translate well.
And what is that kanji?
The name of the kanji?
Yes.
Is car.
So it feels like it does translate pretty directly.
It's one of those words that is kind of more you know, when you get into the roots of it, it's more complicated.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I don't know, Ryan. I still have a really bad feeling about these Calbi people.
Well, fine.
Okay.
Fine. Well, then consider all your rides in the Spudmobile, you know, rescinded as well.
All right. So I guess I just want to know, what's your decision, huh? Are you going with these Calbi people who you're jerking around? You already, we know that you can't go to the South Beach podcast because I guess they jerked you around too with the deepfake Kirby Puckett. And yeah, gave back your signing bonus. So my question for you then is, are you staying here at this podcast is brought to you by or not? I think it, on air, I need you to make a decision. It's between us and it's between Calbi. No.
Matt.
Come on. Chips are on the table, and pun intended there. I want you to
they're Calbi chips.
Yeah, they are. Literally do that. I want you to take all your Calbi chips, because I assume you have hundreds of them.
I have none of them because they said that they're for the customers.
You
so,
couldn't even get some free Calbi chips out of this.
I'm saving my first taste until
you've never even had them before.
No, it's Matt. You don't understand how it works. Over, I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
So
this.
So you've been lying. You've been lying. No, all your ads are lying. You don't even know how. You don't know if they taste fast.
Of course, I know that they taste fast. Matt, why would it would be insulting to me? You know, they say, would you like to be the face of Calbi? And I go, let me try him first. How yeah. insulting is that?
That's not insulting. That's just wanting to know the goods. You want to know what you're selling.
You don't. You never look a gift horse in the mouth, Matt.
Well, yeah, of course. I know that saying. You would never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why would you?
Yeah.
You would never do that. You want to look the gift horse in the gift horse. If you're looking at the mouse, you're missing the gift. Everybody knows that, exactly. But Ryan, they're the ones looking the gift horse in the mouse. Think about
Matt,
it. You gave them the gift of funding their survey, of taking them out for drinks, expensive champagne, of doing free commercials for them. You are the sucker here. You are the gift horse.
Matt, I really thought you would be happy for me. Considering all of our history together, but and I was gonna try to find a way to, you know, ask the Calbi people if I could continue to do this podcast while I worked with them. But you know what? Now I think it's probably just best that I focus on my work with Calbi.
Okay.
So
here's what I'm saying: you can write out the rest of your contract here, which is for 150 episodes, and then we're done.
Okay, well.
And then we're through. And then that's the end of this podcast. 150 more and we're done.
Fine, Matt. Fine. You'll get your 150 episodes. I'll be here, Matt. Yeah. I'll be here.
Yeah.
It'll be me. I'll be here, all right, bud.
You know who really lost in this? It's not you and it's not me. The real loser in this situation is the fans. Because now they have to listen to a podcast full of acrimony, which once a mighty show, which had two co-hosts of equal stature, now bitter rivals who can't stand the sight of each other. Just 150 more episodes of pure disdain. And that's on you, Ryan.
I just want to let my if I could say something to the fans that you know, you seem to to know so well.
Please.
I'll just tell them this. If you're looking for a fun treat that can't be beat, it's Calbee chips. Calbees are the family fun treat. They'll make you feel fast, like you've gone to the moon and back. Calbees are hearts for your tongue. Give me a Calbee and I'm on the cheer squad. Calbee chips.
Okay, so, well, I'm getting the sign from our producers that we're out of time, so we can't get to, you know, the camels, which is unfortunate. Because we did a lot of work, but, you know, I guess this is the next 150 episodes, Ryan. I guess this is where we're at.
Guess so, Matt.
Yeah, I don't see us making up anytime soon. I don't see us going back to the way things were. I think we're going to be forever changed by this.
You know, well... I'm sleeping fine at night tonight. I presume on my flight to Japan.
You in first class?
Yes, of course. They told me it's a bad look if the Kelby man is flying coach. So,
okay. Well, I guess this is it. I'll see you next week, and then for 149 more weeks after that, and that'll be that.
Well, good.
Good.
I look forward to it.
Okay. Do you have a catchphrase that you want to say to take us out?
Of course I do. Calbee, Calbee. Yum.